March 1904, Athens, Georgia. The dream was a lie. She was in Georgia, not Blessing. Staring out the window did nothing to calm the butterflies rampaging in her middle. Astrid tried swallowing. Once, twice, no matter, they continued to spiral and cavort. She laid a hand on her diaphragm and closed her eyes. Please, Lord, fill me with your calm and peace. A throat being cleared behind her caught her attention. She turned, swallowed again, and smiled. At least she hoped she smiled. Dean Highsmith will see you now. The young man needed to loosen his collar. He appeared to be near to strangling. Thank you. Come this way. He motioned her to accompany him, opened a heavy carved door, and escorted her in. Dr. Bjorklund to see you, sir. Stiff, regal, he might have been a herald to a king. Were they always this formal? Astrid gave the book-lined room a quick glance, her attention snapping back to a huge map of the continent of Africa on one wall. She skipped over that and focused on the silver-haired gentleman behind a handsome desk of some dark wood she did not recognize. He stood and came around the end of the desk, a hand held out in greeting. Welcome, Dr. Bjorklund. I am exceedingly glad and grateful you decided to join us. He shook her hand, his washed blue eyes staring directly into hers, as if seeking her soul. Please, be seated and tell me about your journey. He motioned her to a leather-winged chair in front of a cheery fire. Marlin, please bring us tea. He paused. Unless you would prefer coffee. When Astrid shook her head, he finished. And make sure Cook sends up some of her pecan cookies. They might be a special treat for this northerner we have with us. Thank you, sir. Astrid sat, grateful for both the happy snap of the fire and the heat. It had been raining yesterday and earlier this morning. Not exactly a welcome she'd have associated with the South. All the things she'd read about this part of the country included sunshine, heat, and humidity. Dean Highsmith, gold glasses perched on the end of a rather aquiline nose, sat down in the chair opposite her, nodding and smiling. I received your application with enthusiasm. Reverend Schumann is an old friend of mine, and he has been raving about you. He paused for a moment. I must say, you look amazingly young for a person of your accomplishments. I understand that, and yes, my youth has caused some to doubt my ability. I wonder why that is, that we do not expect a lovely young woman to be involved in the medical field. Stereotypes are sometimes difficult to overcome. He propped his elbows on the arms of the chair and steepled his fingers. Be that as it may, tell me about yourself. What brings you here, and where do you dream of going? I dream of going back to Blessing, she thought, but knew that was not what he wanted to hear. Where to start? I grew up in a very small town in North Dakota, the daughter of Norwegian immigrants who homesteaded there. My mother is a gifted healer. She took care of all those that she could and developed quite a pharmacopoeia of herbs and natural medicines, gaining her knowledge from the native people, her mother's training, and a dependence on God to guide and continue her efforts. She sounds like an admirable woman. She is. Because I was interested in what she was doing, I sometimes accompanied her on calls, helped her forage and preserve her simples, as she called them, and learned by observation. My brother married a physician, and when he brought Dr. Elizabeth to Blessing, my mother stepped back so that the people would go to a more formally or scientifically trained doctor and accept her into the community. Astrid felt as though she were telling someone else's story, as clinical as this was sounding. Through all this, I decided to become a nurse in order to assist Dr. Elizabeth with her practice. She began training me while I was still in high school. It was all such a natural thing. I have always been fascinated by God's creation of the human body, how intricately and wonderfully made we are. While my goal was to go to Grand Forks to study nursing, Dr. Elizabeth's goal was to train me so that I could go for further instruction at the hospital she trained at in Chicago, but as a doctor, not a nurse.